there, my running friend. This is Coach Claire Barthelic, the Planted Runner, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, one of the first and only running podcasts dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of running coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as running coaching plans to fit every runner and every budget. One thing that many runners seem to have in common is that we are champions at diminishing ourselves. When we first get into running, we tell everyone that we are not really runners. Sure, we just put on our running shoes and went for a run, but we're not really runners because real runners are somehow different than that. Or we'll go for a long run and for whatever reason, we feel like we need to stop and take a quick break, maybe get a drink of water or just take a breather. And instead of celebrating that we went on a long run that, let's face it, the vast majority of the world does not do, we'll say something like, yeah, but I had to stop in the middle and catch my breath. And then we will ruminate ourselves into a big downward spiral of negative thoughts about our running, our fitness, and our self-worth, all because we stopped for 5 seconds on a 10-mile run. The list of examples of negative self-talk in running goes on and on and on. Our splits at the track aren't good enough. We didn't get a personal record at that race. We go on vacation and feel guilty about having a tropical drink and not sticking to the running schedule. I'd like to flip this entire mentality around right now. If you run, you're a runner. And if you are a runner, you're an awesome runner. Don't believe me? I'm going to explain why this is true, how to shift your mental self-talk, and how to become a more awesome runner right now. Do you love the idea of a nice cold beer after a tough Friday workout or a Sunday long run, but hate how alcohol makes you feel or how it hampers your recovery? Well, you're in luck because Athletic Brewing brews delicious craft beer that just happens to be non-alcoholic. Athletic Brewing founders Bill and John are craft beer lovers who wanted to cut back on alcohol without compromising on flavor. But the interesting flavors that they loved in other craft beers just weren't available in non-alcoholic beer. So they brewed the beer that they wanted to drink. It turns out there are lots of others looking to moderate or abstain, but are still thirsty for a great beer. Athletic Brewing is a hit. Order their amazing beers at www.athleticbrewing.com and save 15%. Plus, get free shipping on 2 6-packs or more at checkout using the code RTTT15. That's athleticbrewing.com with the coupon code RTTT15 to save 15% and get free shipping on 2 6-packs or more. And while you're enjoying their beer, check out their podcast, Without Compromise, where they visit with athletes, founders, adventurers, and entrepreneurs who would not settle for less than their crazy ideas and how dedication to a healthy, active, and productive lifestyle has driven their personal success and positively impacted others. As you've heard me mention before, adding Athletic Greens to my daily routine has been the best thing I've done all year. I have more energy and focus with less caffeine. I have fewer stomach issues from too much coffee, and overall, I feel healthier. It has been a game changer for me this year. I will admit, though, I had been thinking about trying Athletic Greens for a while, but I just kept putting it off because of the cost. The initial price tag looks hefty, $77 for a month's supply. That seems like a lot to commit to. But when I broke it down in my head, I realized that this is only $2.50 per serving, and that $2.50 seems even cheaper now that I've seen the benefits. I'm no longer taking my multivitamin since Athletic Greens has all the nutrients and minerals, except in more real food form, so that knocks out about $1 per day. Plus, I'm drinking much less coffee and don't quite feel as guilty for not always having the fridge stocked with fresh greens, so that cuts off another dollar or two. So basically, it's costing me an extra 50 cents compared to my old routine. 50 cents for all the amazing health benefits, how great I feel, and the unique ingredients is easily worth the price. If you've been thinking about trying Athletic Greens as well, but the price kept holding you back, Athletic Greens has made an even better deal for Run to the Top listeners by giving you a year's supply of vitamin D plus 5 travel packs when you use the link athleticgreens.com/RTTT. They even have a money-back guarantee if you don't love it. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/RTTT to get a year's supply of vitamin D and 5 travel packs plus a money-back guarantee. Now, in some respects, the typical runner negativity can actually be motivating. When you try hard at something and then just barely miss the mark, it can be incredibly powerful. I know this firsthand when I was gunning for a sub-3-hour marathon and crossed the finish line at a devastatingly close 3 hours and 29 seconds. 30 seconds separated me from my dream goal, and you better believe that I stopped at nothing to crush that goal at my next race a few months later. I wanted to be awesome at running marathons, and my personal definition of that was a sub-3 at the age of 42. I am super proud of that accomplishment because it was my personal Mount Everest. I had set my sights on that goal years earlier and just chipped away at it twice a year until I got there. Are there faster runners than I am? Of course. I'm not even the fastest runner in my town, let alone the state, the country, or the world. If I wanted to feel bad about myself in my running, I could easily look at women who are stronger, faster, richer, prettier, and find tons of them out there just crushing it. But if I were to talk to those women, they could say the exact same thing about other people and feel bad about themselves compared to others. On top of that, the other way I could feel bad about my running is just by me saying I'm a sub-3-hour marathoner. I know that I'm making other runners feel bad if they're not as fast at the marathon. I don't want to brag or come across as better than other people, so not talking about my accomplishment, even though it was really, really awesome, is yet another way to diminish it. All of this is utter nonsense and yet incredibly common. So instead, what I want to do is celebrate running as a vehicle to being awesome. Not better than anyone else, not the best, not striving for perfection because that doesn't exist. What running does is it gives you a way to be strong and accomplished on your own terms. You can set big, scary goals like running a marathon or even just running around the block, and you can chip away at those goals each and every day until you get there. I just got off the phone with a runner looking for a coach, and he started the conversation saying he wasn't an athlete, yet he runs every day because he's a better person when he runs. First of all, yes, he is an athlete, but also yes, we are better people when we run. We are awesome when we run. So, what does it feel like to be an awesome runner? Physically, it feels wonderful. You can go for a run and be confident that you can do it, knowing that your day will be better and that you're getting fitter every time you come back from a run. As you get fitter, you have more energy for all the other things in your life, like chasing the kids around or crushing it at your job. If you've transformed your body through running, it can be incredibly validating that your hard work has paid off and your clothes fit better than ever. Our physical appearance is another way that we can feel bad about ourselves if we let it, and running alone doesn't just magically change every runner into a supermodel. But running is awesome because your body has to work with you to do it. It will change and adapt on the inside as well as on the outside. It's okay to be proud of yourself if you've made massive changes in your life and you look great because of those choices. It's also okay to be proud of yourself if you're a work in progress or if you don't change the way you look from running. We are all runners and running is awesome. Own that, no matter where you are in your journey. Mentally, running makes you more awesome, mainly because it teaches you that you can do hard things. Running is hard. It hurts. It can break your heart. And yet, if you get through those tough times in your running, you will be stronger mentally than you were before. If you go from never being active in your life to run walking around your block, that effort made you more awesome than you were yesterday. You don't have to like that run. You don't have to feel awesome every time you run. But when you start to identify yourself as a person who is active and one who strengthens her body and mind through running, it becomes something that you don't want to get too far away from. Accomplishing something physically builds self-confidence mentally. The other part of the mental benefits of running is the mind-clearing power of running. While some would argue whether or not running is truly a form of meditation, once you are fit enough to lose yourself in a run, awesome things start to happen. You might find that you're more creative or more calm or less anxious on a good run. If you're running outside, you are literally breathing in the world around you as humans were meant to do, instead of yet another hour staring at a mind-numbing screen. Socially, running can also transform you. Even the most introverted runner can find his tribe in the world of running, whether it's in person or online. When I interview guests on the Run to the Top and ask them what the greatest gift running has given them, the most common answer is the people. You know, I never understood this when I first started running. I ran alone and I couldn't grasp the concept of meeting people through running. What was I supposed to do? Rip out the headphones out of the ears of strangers running and ask them to be my new buddy? No, don't do that. But as I got up the courage to join a group trail run, then the group track runs, then the group pub runs, I finally started to get it. There's a whole world of people out there that think running is as awesome as you do. They don't care about what your pace is. They don't care if you're slower than they are. They don't care what you look like. They just want to talk to you about running, since all the non-runners in their lives are sick of them talking about running all the time. Your running friends will be there for you at 5 a.m. to run in the dark with you. They will listen to you talk about every detail of your workout and will understand what you felt like in that last 400-meter repeat. They will give you the encouragement to sign up for that next race, celebrate with you when it goes well, and they'll be there to commiserate with you if it doesn't turn out how you hoped. In short, your running friends are awesome, and they think you're pretty awesome too. Being modest and humble about your running can certainly have its place at times, but so does owning your awesomeness. It doesn't have to be all the time, but beating a time goal that you've worked really hard for is a big deal that, yeah, I'm going to say it again, it's awesome. So let's start reframing the conversation about our running and appreciating its power at every pace and distance. If your running or your beliefs about your abilities as a runner are getting you down, it's time to shift the way you talk about it. One thing that can help is to have both big goals and small goals. The big goals, like a race or running a specific distance, are like a North Star guiding the direction of where you want to be. The small goals are the daily habits that will get you there. You don't have to be perfect all the time at those small goals, but be consistent with most of those things and the big goal will fall in line. Reminding yourself often that you are a better person simply because you went out for a run can take away a lot of the negativity, especially if you're not interested in racing. Running a few miles a few times a week is awesome, and you can be proud of that no matter who you are talking to. If you agree with how awesome running is and you're ready to celebrate the fact that you are an awesome runner, I'd love to hear about it. Follow me, The Planted Runner, and tag me on Instagram with your running post using the hashtag #AwesomeRunner. I'll respond to you personally, and I will send two awesome runners a free supply of Element hydration powders as a thank you. Because this is so awesome, I'll say it again. Follow and tag me, The Planted Runner, on Instagram with the hashtag #AwesomeRunner, and I'll send two awesome runners some cool free stuff. Stay awesome out there. Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast with me, Claire Bartholik, The Planted Runner. Our mission is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Connect with me on Instagram at The Planted Runner and at Runners Connect. Join the Runners Connect team at runnersconnect.net and support our show for free with a review on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show and want to get more free content in your inbox, Become one of my favorite listeners and get the elite treatment at runnersconnect.net/podcast. Have a great run today.